You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
This episode of Wicked Horror Show was broadcast live to Facebook. In this episode, we're joined by an actress that you may know from the upcoming Death House, as well as Camp Dread and another upcoming movie, Killer Rose. We're joined by Nicole Sanaglia. Before we get into this, I do want to apologize. We did have some technical issues, so Nicole's only on about half of the episode, and then she lost connection. We also had some other technical issues that's been addressed, so if you don't listen to the whole episode, I understand. But I still wanted you to hear it, because Nicole's fantastic. And yeah. And if you want to hear other episodes, head over to facebook.com/thedorkening every Tuesday night for a live show with video and a chat room and whatnot. Yeah, we do it live. You can interact with the guests. Good times. Also, head over to thedorkening.com to check out all the other shows on the Dorkening Podcast Network. Awesome shows like Secret Underground Hideout, The Dorkening, Ultimate Video Game Show, A Dork Physique, and others. And lastly, our sponsors, Deadly Grounds Coffee. Go to deadlygroundscoffee.com. Pick up some, I like to call it my lifeblood. All I drink is coffee and water. And this is definitely my favorite coffee. I've been buying it way before we were involved network-wise with Deadly Grounds. Tom's a fantastic guy, and he makes a quality product, and I stand by it. I get people hooked on it all the time. So, yeah, go check out deadlygroundscoffee.com. But before you do that, enjoy the show. You're doing Deadly Grounds as well?
I did. Okay. Sure. Kevin is with us?
I'm here, yes.
Wolfie.
Ow!
Tony.
What is going on, people?
You're so clear, Tony.
Do I look extra good today?
You do. Yo, yo.
Yes. Hey, everybody.
And our very, very special guest, Nicole Sanaglia. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited to be on.
Oh, we're excited to have you. You have upcoming movie called Killer Rose, which stars you as Misty. Also, Felissa Rose goes and seeks revenge as well. Sounds really good.
There's a ton of people in this movie, by the way.
Oh yeah, totally.
Besides, you know, Felissa and Nicole, there's a bunch of people. Is Jan in this too? I don't think I got that far on the IMDb. There's a bunch of people that we love in this movie. So it's going to be fantastic, and it's another Entertainment Factory movie, which, you know, we've already, you know, we love those guys, the, you know, involved in Death House and everything. And you've actually, we were talking a little bit about it before the show started. You've actually worked with Harrison besides Death House. You've worked with him on another one of our favorites. It's a really good time, is Camp Dread. Oh, actually two, yeah. Wolfie reminded me of that as well. I'm the worst. Anyways, so how is it working with Harry? Was Six Degrees of Hell the first movie you worked on with him?
Yes, the Six Degrees of Hell was the first movie I worked on with Harrison, and then we did Camp Dread together, and then Death House. Six Degrees of Hell was awesome. We filmed at the Horror Hotel in Pennsylvania. So fun, really creepy. It's really haunted. We had a blast, and it really is. Like, past a certain time there. Like, I didn't ever go anywhere by myself there. I was like, can someone walk me to the bathroom, please? Can someone come get a drink with me, please? It's just real creepy. And fun. Yeah,
I would be all over that. I would, like, where is this hotel? It's in Pennsylvania, you said?
It's in Pennsylvania, yeah.
I'm gonna have to track it down.
Yeah, Stroud's Park.
Where is it?
It's called, like, the Hotel of Horror in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay. So did you have any experiences, like, on set?
No, I didn't. There was one time I was, maybe it was like 3 a.m, and I was using the restroom. You just get that eerie feeling, you know, like just a hair on the back of your neck stands up and just chills down your arms. But I for sure feel like that place has spirits in it. And everybody that was on the film that actually worked at the haunted attraction as a character that they made up, everybody had their stories of different people they saw, things getting pushed off of something, this, that. It's It was a lot of fun. Creepy too.
That's awesome. And then Camp Dread. I mean, you've done other things as well. Like you do other stuff besides horror. Like we focus on horror, but what other kind of, you've done some voice work and stuff too, right?
Just some commercial stuff, that more lighthearted, you know, family oriented. I've done some comedy stuff since I've moved out to California. I've been out here 6 years now. So definitely dabbled in other genres, but horror has my heart.
Yeah.
Your IMDb mentioned Batman Beyond.
Yes, that was pretty cool.
A miniseries, and I think I missed this.
A live action Batman web series, and so it's long, and I played Ink, if you're familiar with the comic books, and I got to be Purple, which is my favorite color, and play the villain, and it was a lot of fun. Nate Lyles created that, directed, wrote the whole thing, yeah. A lot of fun.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Ink is one of the cooler characters from Batman Beyond. I mean, she's got that one, like, splotchy, you know. She doesn't really have a face. I mean, it's just kind of like a giant white splotch at the top of her head, you know? Was that, I mean, I didn't get a chance to see the web series. Were you true to the look?
It was, so I wore, like, a bodysuit, and we painted me purple, anything that was showing skin-wise. And my hair was my hair, and we just kind of had this, like, swoop coming down like as a bang, and that would be like kind of the white dot that you would have seen.
Okay,
but yeah, black lips, black eye makeup. It was cool. It was a lot of fun. Makeup for hours.
Then you have to take it all off and do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it something that was filmed over like a long period of time, or did you guys try to get as much done like in a short amount of time as possible?
It was shot over a good period of time just because of scheduling and everything else and location.
So just kind of, Wolfie.
Well, I mean, you're a horror fan. Are you a comic book fan? Did you know the character? Did you follow the cartoons and the comic books?
I did brush up on my research once I got the role of Ink and fell in love with her. I mean, she just has a really cool backstory. And you feel for her, you know, coming from a place of, like, she had a daughter and why she's a villain and, you know, scrounging for money and why, you know, just why she was the way that she was. And but a big comic book fan, I do... Well, I'm a big Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan, so I love those comics. And follow Batman, follow Superman, you know, the general ones, the big ones.
The ones that everyone reads. Like, in the 90s, it's like, hey, I want to read comic books. Like, I'm going to go read Spider-Man because that's what I know. Because that's, you know, then you can kind of branch off into some smaller stuff. But
yeah, and I always look towards the women. Like, and of course, I love Wonder Woman. You know, that was...
Yeah.
You mentioned Buffy. I heard they're rebooting Buffy.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but she's coming back, right?
She's rebooting now.
Oh, I'll die.
But is like, that do you think that that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I don't know, cuz I mean this is the first time I'm hearing about it. So like it's she's coming back?
From what I heard, possibly. No.
No, so what I've read and how much is internet rumor and how much is truth is that they're going to reboot her, but Buffy's going to be an African American woman this time.
Oh, I did hear that.
Oh, it was the ALF reboot that everything is going to be the same.
ALF reboot?
Yeah, ALF reboot is the same guy who played ALF.
Wow.
And it's actually the same ALF. He gets released from Area 51 and he's put with a new family.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel good about that. An ALF reboot. Anyways, let's get on the subject.
On YouTube, Martin Berman Gorvine is asking, what exactly did happen to Nicole's character in Six Degrees of Hell? It was a little hard to figure out.
Oh, what happened to me at the end?
Yeah.
So basically... And are y'all going to see it? I know that maybe some
I'm not a, I mean, people can tell me the whole plot of a movie and I don't care. I still want to see it.
Don't want to ruin anything. So at the end of Six Degrees of Hell, basically my character June was a medium. I was born with a call on my face, and so I had special gifts, powers, sight and sense and premonitions. So I was an energy source for the entity that was feeding off people, killing people, feeding off the house of that energy. And so at the end, basically I don't die. He just, the entity enters another human being, and then he takes me down into the bowels of the basement. Basically is just going to use me over and over again as an energy sucker so that he can stay, or the entity could stay alive.
She's basically a battery.
It's been in my shopping cart on Amazon since we've met Harrison. I don't know why, I just haven't hit purchase.
I have a copy in the Doom Room.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a copy. Sorry. So exit it out of Amazon.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, because, we know Harrison, and so I'm like, I want to buy all of his stuff, and it's just like, sometimes it's not available, sometimes it is, because, the distribution or whatever, so...
Right.
Yeah, I'd love to check it out. So that's cool. Thank you. Anyways, Leo. All
right, yeah. Jason McFiggins is in the chat room. He says, actually, he reminded us, 60 Degrees of Hell has a follow-up on YouTube called 360 Degrees of Hell, starring Amanda Weiss. Look it up. It's a short VR film, and it's free.
Yeah, and it's, the 360 thing. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Jason's the man.
He is.
He worked for Death House. He was like part of the social media guy for Death House.
Yeah, he was PR and all that. Yeah.
And so there was a question in chat. Tim Jones says hi. Nick Charles says hi, guys, as well. And somebody was asking about Death House in the chat room, and Jason replied, possibly. So the talk was possibly this fall being released on DVD. He says possibly, but details are being finalized as we speak, and a press release should be coming out this week or next, he hopes.
Yeah, definitely follow Harrison on Twitter and the Death House Twitter account, because Harrison's always dropping little tidbits. So definitely follow them.
I was just gonna say the exact same thing, man. Yeah. He dropped something like last week.
Yep, and I'm excited. You know? And then someone's like, oh, special features, like maybe a behind the scenes thing. And I'm like, ooh, that'd be nice. As Leo's the one who made the behind the scenes thing.
Cool. Anyways.
Hurry up.
By the way.
So I know you can maybe say a little bit about Killer Rose. You have some other stuff in the works too. Like according to the IMDb, Star Kids and Detectives of, was it Holiday Island? Are those family oriented projects?
Detectives of Holiday Island is a comedy, and then Star Kids, they're still gearing up, they're still in pre-production. That's more like a web series surrounded by these kids with special gifts, and so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I get to play like an agent in that, so that'll be also a little bit different from what I've been doing before.
Nice.
But, that's good.
Auditioning and waiting the next job.
Can you go a little bit, a little bit more into Killer Rose, maybe a little bit? Because you said that Felissa, I mean, for all of us that are fans of Felissa, said she has like a pretty badass character.
So badass. Movie. Love Felissa. I'm so excited to see this and her in this role and working with her on set. I mean, I just admire her so much. She's such a badass, like brought it every single day, like just nonstop, it's just, it's really inspiring. So I can't wait for everybody to see Killer Rose. It was just fantastic project to be a part of. Great cast, great crew. And that Grindhouse thriller, I'm really curious to see how that's, I love the Grindhouse movies, they're just slasher and blood and gore and guts.
That's the style. That's the style of the movie. It's like a Grindhouse style. Awesome.
Yeah. That's,
With all of these like icons in it too, like
so many people.
Yeah,
so many. I mean, just I was truly blessed to be a part of this project.
Now, is it something
Stephen's in it?
Yeah, for real. Now, is it something where, do you have a large role in this, or is it something that you were just there for a few days, or?
It was a pretty significant role throughout the movie. Rose is looking for her sister, and there's, she might be dead, but she doesn't think so, and then they're holding her as kind of, come get her, to draw the main character out, because she did, I don't want to give too much away, she did something to this other character, and this character wants to draw her out so that he can get her, and hitmen, trying to make that money off of the next hit, so super fun.
That's awesome. And I was saying earlier as well, it's with Rick Finkelstein, and who's behind Death House as well. And is there anything in the works that you're going to continue work with the Entertainment Factory?
I hope so. I hope so. Definitely. I hope we made some great relationships and friendships on this. So hopefully there's more work to come. I look forward to it.
Yeah, they seem to really be behind their projects, and Rick's
a big guy. They root for you, and I'm rooting for them. So, yeah.
Nice. Now, besides acting, you're also looking at the IMDb. You have some shorts that you've directed as well.
Yeah, so I've been. It all really started. I had this meeting, and. The whole thing's the reel, right? You have to have a very good reel, so you get seen, so you have something to present to people. And I had a meeting, and the person was like, "Do you like your reel?" And I was like, "It's always a work in progress, it's never done, and you can always change it." So she was like, "I suggest this. Just write your own stuff, shoot it, and that way you have things to present." And I said, okay. So I started writing, and then I ended up being kind of good at it. And so I have group of friends, they all like to create stuff. And they're all my friend Nate Lyles, he's doing his own projects. And my buddy Joe Rappa, my best friend Joe Rappa, he's doing his own project. So I have groups of people that are all creating their own projects. So I'm like, let's just do it. Let's get together and film some stuff. So it's easy and it's fun, and it keeps my creative juices flowing, and I have things to present after that. So.
Yeah. And it fills in any time that you may have available in between other parts and stuff too, or, that's good. Now, do you do anything with them, or is there any plans to do anything with them? As far as film festivals or anything?
So, again, my other friend suggested putting it into film festivals. So that's not off the table by any means. I'd have to do more research on that and what festivals and, what's next. But definitely not off the table. Would for sure be interested. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It could lead into maybe someone wanting you to expand on a story and make it a feature. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You're definitely reading the synopsis for Caught. That sounds pretty cool.
For Caught?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That's a little comedy.
I was
in a cat suit. That's always fun.
Well, I was going to ask her, doing the creative thing of creating your own stuff and directing your own stuff, does this put a little spark in you to maybe step behind the camera more and, not be in them as much?
So my whole passion is the acting right now. I do some producing and then the writing. I fly by the seat of my pants. So whatever presents itself. And my girlfriend the other day, she was like, "So I have friends and would you direct?" And I was like, "Yep. I'm for sure. Hands in. I like to create. I like to be a part of projects in any way, so I'm definitely on board. Acting's my first passion, but up to produce, up to direct, write, whatever."
Yeah, and with the experience that you have, I'm sure, someone who's just coming into it, you already have a one up because you've seen a lot of this stuff from behind the scenes. That's awesome.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. It's all relevant.
Yeah. So you said that you went to Hollywood. Was it 6 years ago? You said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long were you acting before that?
So I've been in plays since I like the first grade, but I officially decided to make it a career in 2009.
And was that like something where you were like in like a local playhouse, or were you acting, like were you doing films and stuff? Where you were, like, I don't know where you're from originally, but were you in like a local community there?
I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And so I did school plays. Yeah, today. Tom's from Jersey, right?
Tony's from Jersey.
Tony's from Jersey. I was born in Philadelphia.
Jersey, right around Wayne, New Jersey.
Okay, is that middle or north?
It's northern. It's like northeastern.
Got it. Cool. Sorry, I got off on a tangent about
you. So you're from Pennsylvania. Did you say you're from Philly, or did you go to like school out there for
any,
like...
I did. I went to Temple University, and I was trying to get in plays there for like most of my career at Temple. I only did like maybe two things from the theater department. I didn't make anything. It was a little bit discouraging, but I got into student films probably later on in my college career, and I fell in love with it. I was doing plays, musicals my whole life. I never did film before. And then someone asked me to be in their thesis project, and I fell in love with film.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Was that just like a short, like, do you remember, like, I'm sure you remember what it was about.
Can we see it?
That's a dumb question. Is there something that is available to see?
You actually can. So his name's Austin Kamada. It's his project. It's called Waking Up. You can find it on YouTube. It's a great little project. And he's actually just recently messaged me. It's so funny how everything works out. That he's trying to maybe create like a sequel to it. So he's like, are you available to come back to Philly to shoot? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Does he still work in the industry? Like, is he still making film?
I think he's finding his way back right now.
Okay. That's cool.
But yeah, I don't think you ever really get away from it once you love it, you know?
Now, you say horror movies have your heart. Did you grow up watching horror movies, or you acted in it, and then you're like, you know, this is what I enjoy? Or were you watching it the whole time, when you were
watching younger? Since I was young, probably younger than I should have been, watching some of that stuff, you know? But that's like me and my dad's best thing to do. Like if I'm ever home, like we're like, all right, what's the scariest movie we can put on that neither of us have seen since I've been in LA and he's been home? But every time we get together, we're like, let's watch a movie. Let's watch a scary movie. It's just so fun. I love it. Love it since I was little.
Now, is there any movie that maybe you don't think hold, like, they still scare you even though they're maybe, like, cheesy as all hell? Like I still get creeped out by Poltergeist. Like, the original Poltergeist still creeps me out, but it's like, but it really, like, the effects don't really hold up very well, and it's like, I know it's coming, but it's still, every time I'm like, I get uneasy, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, here it comes. You know, here's the clown again. And, but yeah, every time, but is there any, like, go-to for you?
They still freak me out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Movies, the Chucky totally still freaked me out.
Okay.
I tried to watch Children of the Corn, which freaked me out growing up, but it's like watching them now, like it's not as scary obviously, but it's really fun to look back and be like, I couldn't like go to bed or I'd have nightmares.
Yeah.
Now we do have some questions both from Facebook and YouTube. Nicole, I'll throw a couple at you. Actually, first one is Jason says that your friend Joe Rafa has a web series on YouTube called Spades. It's excellent. And also Alyssa Van Embro says, first, I've seen Nicole and she seems wonderful. Would love to see some of your other stuff. And then the last one, Martin Berman Gorvine is asking, what makes a piece of horror fiction potentially interesting to filmmakers?
Did we lose her?
I think we lost her.
Yeah, I don't see her video.
I threw too many questions at her.
No, she froze like literally when you started asking her questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me open up Rendezvous and we'll get her back.
You should play a Deadly Grounds ad while we try to get
her. I was just going to suggest that.
Yeah. Okay, so while we wait for it to connect, here is Deadly Grounds. If you're not familiar with Deadly Grounds, it is our drink of choice. We absolutely love the coffee. Kevin makes fun of me because I'm always drinking the pumpkin spice. I love pumpkin spice.
You're an average white girl. That's why.
I am.
You're your Infinity scarf and your Uggs.
Yep.
Play the ad.
Okay, here we go. Deadly Grounds.
Just let him play like.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
The answer.
Okay, so hold on 1 second.
Oh, I just realized that Leo couldn't hear us.
No, correct.
Yeah.
Over on Facebook, Alyssa Van Embro was asking what other items Nicole has been in. She's actually been in a ton of stuff. Killer Rose is her upcoming movie by Entertainment Factory, brought to you by the same people that are putting together Death House, and stars Felissa Rose, Caroline Williams, Jan Birch, tons of people, Ricky Dean Logan.
Gabrielle Stone.
Yeah, yeah. Gabrielle. I want to call her Gabby Stone.
Gabrielle Stone's in it as well.
Yeah.
I didn't everyone's in it. Everyone is in it.
Yeah.
I'm even in it. I'm in it.
Don't you remember taping?
Yeah.
I do. She's also in Death House as well. Also
with everybody else.
6 Degrees of Hell. Camp Dread. Wicked Attraction.
Alpha Girls. Yeah. So we don't know if she's going to be able to connect again. I don't know what you want to do.
She said she's
going to
try.
Okay.
Yeah, she actually posted over on YouTube, says, that's the worst freeze pick, haha. trying to connect back, and I love pumpkin spice. So
see? You have something in common with white girls.
Yeah.
And, you have a new friend, Leo. You two with your Uggs and your pumpkin spice.
You can go Ugg shopping together.
Yeah.
Laura Potter joined us, and Angel Louise Lopez Garcia joined as well.
Nice. Yeah. Who do we have on next week, Leo Pond?
Next week, actually, I was talking to Wolfie about it. It is. Hold on, I'll pull up the information right
next
here.
Week. It is. I don't know.
No. It's we're speaking to director Jake Zelch. He has a upcoming movie called Krampus Carol.
Nice.
It's actually in Kickstarter right now.
Nice.
Ends in 11 days. And he is bringing with him, who is he Krampus. Bringing with him? Wolfie, who was it?
I don't know.
Oh, Helen Udi. Helen Udi from the original My Bloody Valentine.
Oh, nice.
The Dead Zone, and she's been in a bunch of stuff as well.
And Krampus. See.
Yeah, the Krampus Carol. And also starring Brink Stevens, and Jake is going to try to help us get Brink on our show.
Cool.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
The Krampus Carol stars Donna Lee Heising, Helen Udi, Brink Stevens, Donna Hamblin, and I'm written and directed by Jake Zelch. Very and cool. also Joe Stauffer reached out to us.
Oh, yeah. I saw that he's doing a new project. I saw that. Yes. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I keep saying awesome and cool. I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's okay.
Over and over again.
That's what happens. Awesome and that's, cool. That's, and it's awesome.
So awesome to be cool.
He has cool a awesome. New project called Limbo. It's on Seed and Spark right now. It's earned 8,000 of the 21,000 they're going after.
And you put Seed and Spark?
Yeah, it looks like it's similar to Kickstarter.
Nice.
Yeah. And there's looks like they got some footage shot already.
I don't think he wrote it. I think he's like filming it.
Yeah.
I think. And he's an amazing cinematographer.
Oh, he is.
I mean, yeah, maybe he's directing it, I don't know, but I don't think he wrote it or anything. I don't know. Any update on Nicole? Not as of yet.
Let me check my email.
There's a big question mark on the page.
I know.
Yes.
There's something new.
It's a mystery guest. Mystery
guest. That's how we shoot started.
Who's it going to be?
After.
Then have like a little Wheel of Fortune wheel. Bankrupt.
Bankrupt.
Lose a turn. Whatchamacallit. While we're waiting, I did bring this up beforehand. There's a movie that was playing tonight, and on tonight only in my area.
Bloodfest.
Bloodfest. And I didn't know anything about it until I looked at the AMC app, and I was like, what is this? It looks fun. If it ends up being, released, I'll probably check it out.
When I saw the first Purge, I think I saw a trailer for this, and I thought it was supposed to be out like in October, you know?
But legit, it played today.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason McFiggin says Brink and Helen are also in the upcoming Mrs. Claus in November, aka stirring a Christmas slasher.
We need more Christmas horror movies, so that's good.
Yeah, we don't have enough of them.
She's back.
She is.
You want a mobile device this time?
We only have one problem. I can't hear you.
Oh.
I'm
going to
try and see if I can get it on a...
And she's gone. anyways, yeah. It looked pretty cool. Yeah, it looked pretty cool. I mean, it was a cool idea. It's Rooster Teeth who put it together, and I know like they did a lot of stuff on YouTube and stuff, but they've done a few.
I've never heard of them.
You know?
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of the Machinima stuff, don't they?
The what?
Rooster Teeth. You do something with Machinima?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is Machinima like, what is that? That's, I honestly don't know that one either. So, I mean.
I'm looking it up. Talk amongst yourselves. Let's not have silence.
Talks amongst ourselves. Okay, well, yeah.
They did Bird Versus Blue.
Okay.
Oh, Red! I've heard of that. I don't think I ever saw any of them.
Right? Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't even hear about this movie. I might have to look it up.
Same here. I was looking because I dumped MoviePass and I went to the AMC one, and it was playing today. And I was like, oh, that looks cool. I'm like, maybe it's playing tomorrow too. And I looked and I was like, nope, it's just Tuesday, 7 o'clock or 7:30.
Yeah,
they're the people who did Red Versus Blue. I love
so that. Is it one of those things where it's like limited theater release and then it's only out for like a couple days?
Don't know.
We should try.
You have to look it up, Tony.
I will.
You just said.
I'll look it up and then I'll...
Well, what he's doing is he's creating conversation because no one else is really saying anything.
Just making sure
my
phone is up. So for those of you just joining us, we're waiting for the lovely
Nicole.
Nicole.
There you go.
I was trying to bring up her screen. Nicole Stanaglia. She has an upcoming movie called Killer Rose, which stars Felissa Rose and Caroline Williams, Jan Birch, Ricky Dean Morgan, Logan Morgan. Where'd I get that? Same as Ronald Reynolds. anyway, we're waiting for her to reconnect, and which should be shortly. Hopefully, everything works well.
As I was reading the amount of people in that movie, I'm like, definitely got to watch this, just because we've had on a good amount of the people that are actually in that movie.
Exactly. Yeah. So while we wait for Nicole to reconnect, Billy Baird says, has anybody seen The Dead Shack on DVD? And actually, she joined through... Let me see.
I'm gonna try to I haven't even heard of The Dead Shack, so... What about you, Kev?
No. I haven't heard of it.
Okay, so I have her over on appear.in, and can you hear me? Okay, can you hear everybody else? Probably not.
We can't hear her. I can't
hear her either, so...
Okay, let me see if I can pipe this through. Hold on 1 second.
Hold on 1 second?
I know.
Yeah, so what... The Dead Shack, I mean, it sounds interesting. Sounds like a, to me, it actually kind of sounds like a zombie movie, but whatever, I'm all for it, you know?
A lot of the movies that come straight to DVD, I never heard of.
I think it was a Today Only thing.
It was. I just looked, and it's a Today Only thing. A one-day, one-night event for Bloodfest.
Okay, I'm gonna have to pick so that up she can hear you guys, but you can't hear her. I'm going to try
to
see
correct.
If that's correct. Okay, so if I... Nicole, would you mind speaking? To see if they can hear you. No?
Nothing.
I can hear you, yes. Yep, just trying to see if I can pipe you over, which I... It's set to the right
microphone. Do you have her on video, too? Because we don't have her on video.
Oh, no, she's on appear.in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she
she's at the clubhouse, and he's trying to plug that through to here.
Yeah. I can
figure this out. You should probably play something because this is not.
Okay, you know. I'm gonna play the Deadly Grounds ad. Here we go.
Oh, they're so disgusting. Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly. Use the front door! Oh, they're so disgusting.
I was having with her earlier was her connection. You know?
It was fine up until that point.
No, but I'm saying before you guys joined earlier.
Okay.
We were trying to get her to.
Yeah, she's trying to connect again. I see her. This is not good. I apologize for the issue.
Last time we had to shut back.
Yep.
I had to shut down the entire internet and then come back in.
He had a big switch.
Off to the side. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was picturing. Just
in America Online, you just like.
Where's that? Now, where's that?
Where's that net zero disk I bought? I got that.
Oh, well, there it is. That coaster over there. The shiny coaster.
Log into Netscape Navigator here and.
Wah!
You all right? He needs to call the police. Are you being attacked? Is that your.
Yes.
I don't know what that sound was.
Siren.
That's a dead. No. That was the dial-up thing that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were an impressionist.
So I just emailed her asking her to try to restart. So we'll keep this as an open discussion. Angel is asking, what's everybody watching lately? Just started Castle Rock. We talked about it this weekend, and
I dig it. Have you started watching it, Leo?
Yeah, actually, Megan and I watched all 5 episodes the other day.
Nice. How about the rest? I know Wolfie hasn't because he's anti-Hulu. Yo-Yo, have you seen Castle Rock?
No, I have not. It's last really thing good. I just...
You've been very busy.
It's on the list. Yes.
You've been a busy week. It was filmed in Orange, Mass. That's where it was filmed. So, yeah. What was that, Tony?
It is so good.
You said it's a Hulu exclusive?
Yeah, it is. It's in the world of Stephen King. So, like, it, you know, takes place at Shawshank, you know, prison. But the Skarsgård there that was Pennywise in the new It movie, he's the main weirdo on the show. And he's pretty great. He's pretty great. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, and it's really good. And, like, after the last episode, I'm like, come on, I have to wait. So the next episode's on tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool. Bummer, yeah. Well, yeah, it comes out every Wednesday. And how many episodes did they say they were going to be?
10. And so we're halfway through it right now.
Yeah. So it's not like a Netflix
thing? I should probably just wait until all the whole season out there.
That's what we were saying. That's what we were saying last time, too. Like, wait till it's done. Get the trial, the 7-day trial from Hulu, and just binge watch it and then cancel it. Then next season, just get a different email address.
Just subscribe to Hulu because they have awesome content. Because there's that other Stephen King,
11/22/63.
Oh, you were close, Leo. That was really good, too. Usually I'm not as big on Hulu originals because they're just not as good as Netflix, but
they're getting good though.
Yeah, they're getting pretty good. But yeah, Castle Rock is great. I'm sure.
Yeah, I see that everywhere.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, especially the last episode.
My Hulu yesterday. So.
That last episode, okay. Leo. The very end of that last episode, I was like, oh crap, I'm sold.
Yep. they got another show called Future Man, that looks pretty good.
Future Man. Craig Futureman. Is there any other movies that are coming out that anyone's interested in? Like, I know we got some horror stuff coming out. Nothing too crazy though.
There was one I've been waiting for. I see it on Instagram. I was trying to talk to the director and try to get him on. It's called like Book of Monsters or something. It looks pretty good from. They didn't have a full trailer. They kind of had like a teaser trailer, and it looked pretty good. More of an independent stuff. Yeah. But then, what's the other one?
The Nun. It comes out next month.
Nun. Yeah, looking forward to that.
And The Predator comes out next month.
I don't know. I mean,
Hereditary comes out on Blu-ray like really soon.
Really?
Yeah. And that's an
A24 title. What was
that, Leo? Oh, Anthony Thurber says, we'll be catching up on that series on my vacation. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
And Angel says, hashtag no buffer.
And then the new Puppet Master movie comes out this month as well.
I did not know about the new Puppet Master movie. What?
That Thomas Lennon is in it.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. It's kind of like a, I don't know if it's like a reboot or it's.
Is that Charles, the retro one?
Yeah, Charles Band is really not involved in it. And it's okay. Like in theaters kind of deal.
It's gonna be in theaters. Wow, I think the last time a Puppet Master movie was in the theater was Puppet Master
One.
Maybe Puppet Master Two was the last one. You know, I know the first one was in the theaters because I saw it.
Speaking about that, did you see that big chest or whatever that Full Moon put out? It was like a big
chest.
I think it's like $400 or something like that, $300.
$219. Well, at least that's what it is over on Amazon.
So besides Thomas Lennon, I didn't know that Thomas Lennon's like a horror guy, but he just did an episode of that the podcast that Adam Green does. He just did an episode with him.
Oh.
Besides Thomas Lennon, one of our past guests is in the movie.
What
Michael
is this,
Perret.
Willis Reich?
Michael Perret is in it.
Okay.
Barbara Crampton is in it.
Oh, there's another former guest.
Was it Udo Kier?
Udo Kier. Cool.
He's in it.
He was in Suspiria.
You're in Suspiria. How about that?
I wish I was in Suspiria.
you're one of the ballet dancers.
They have the reboot for Suspiria coming out soon.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Nicole on Google Chats. I let her know, sorry for the connection issues. If by chance we can't get her back, because we have about 15 minutes left, I want to make sure that you definitely check out the show notes down below or up above, depending on where you're watching us. You're going to find all the connection info for Nicole. She has her own website, NicoleSinaglia.com, where you can check out her her acting reel, her all our social resume, info, her resume. Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're an indie filmmaker, you're looking for an actress for your movie, definitely check her out. She has her acting resume on there as well. And certainly an awesome person.
A bunch of like really, really cool stuff. And, you know, a lot of like independent horror, which is the fun horror, in my opinion. So I'm looking forward to Killer Rose. And definitely check out her stuff. I mean, she's been in some great stuff. And we just lost Leo. All right.
Yeah. Death House as
apparently
well.
Apparently Leo's gone.
He might still be there. Let's see.
I am still there. If you can hear me, Leo can hear you.
Leo said to me earlier that, you know, because of his cold, he might pop off. You know.
Well, he also said. I didn't think he'd pop off during like mid sentence. He's like, all right, I'm out. Click.
Well, no. Watching the stream, he is still there. We just can't see him.
All right. Which is so fine. Leo, he's falling apart.
Whatever.
I have some editing to do.
You were talking about who was all in Puppet Master. As you said, Barbara Crampton, Noodle Kerr, and Michael Paré. Anyone else that we?
Let me see if I can find it again.
Okay.
Charlie Lee.
She was in. She's been in some good stuff. She's been in a lot of comedies.
Okay. Nelson Franklin, Matthias Hughes, Tina Parker, Jenny Pellicer.
Jenny from the Block,
Kennedy Summers, Betsy Holt, and Bayer, James Healy Jr., Victoria Handy.
So that the girl Charlene Yee, she was in Cloverfield. She was also in Knocked Up. This is 40. She does voices on Steven Universe.
I still need to watch I bought Cloverfield about 4 months ago out of like the Best Buy bin. I still haven't watched it. I've still never seen the original Cloverfield film. I haven't, really? But I still haven't watched it. Yeah.
How has that happened?
I like that one the most, actually.
It was actually just one of those.
The other one on Netflix, so I can't really go buy anything.
It was just one of those movies that got overhyped way too much. And so I was like, usually when movies get overhyped, a lot of times I don't dig on them. So I just kind of like ignored it, and then after a while I realized I ignored it for like 10 years and I was like, oh wow, okay, time to finally see it, because I love 10 Cloverfield Lane, and I know a lot of people are like, well, that has nothing.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists, and we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly. Use the front door! Oh, they're so disgusting.
Wicklund.
Okay.
Writers. It's writers. It says Charles Band based on characters created by.
Yeah.
But it was written by S. Craig Zahler.
So I wonder what number they're up to now, because I know at one time I think Axis was number 10, because the X in Axis made, you know, the Roman numeral 10. But I don't know.
So what... besides the main writer, the only other things, like, it's Charles Band and Kenneth Hall as far as based on characters created by. So they give them writing credit because they created the characters.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe he has anything to do with it. I mean, I think that was like he's an executive producer.
Okay. Still want to see it. I love the Puppet Master movies, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Who's your favorite?
Probably the big muscle guy.
Oh, Pinhead.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. He's
the big guy. I have a special spot in my heart for pinheads.
No, he's the big muscle guy with the tiny head, and his neck expands. Yeah, Pinhead.
Rosie the Pinhead from Freaked.
Yeah.
You know, Zippy the Pinhead, the old comic strip.
The mascot for the Ramones, the Pinhead.
Yeah. Sure.
You don't remember that?
Are we still live? Are we still alive, or what's going on?
Yes, we are. Can you guys hear me?
We are still live.
Well, we're just talking horror now, man. I mean,
I know that, but like literally, like Leo's not here, Tony's not here. I don't know if they're on the stream. I don't know if
I saw
over
Leo
that.
Briefly. So yes, again,
okay.
It's just
so
me
I am
Leo.
Here.
I have no clue about Tony though.
Yeah. But yeah,
like, Leo's still managing the cameras. So. And I can see him now, and then he disappeared.
My favorite Tony's was there. Tony's back. There you go. Yeah, it was our fault. But Six Shooter was always my favorite, you know? Yeah, I know a lot of people love Blade, you know, and Torch is another cool one.
What's the one that the girl one that has leeches coming out of her mouth?
Leech Woman.
Okay. that's my wife's least favorite.
Oh, really?
Oh, you know why.
I know why.
Actually, Tony and Yo-Yo don't know why. Unless you guys listen to the Sunday show.
Sunday show, yeah.
We were on vacation last week. The place where we were staying supposedly had a private swimming hole. That you had to walk off the property and across Vermont 100, the highway, and then hike for probably like a good 15 minutes to get to the watering hole. We got there, and there's like a drunk guy drinking wine on a rock, and then a husband and wife like smoking pot as their kids are jumping off of a cliff into the watering hole. And we're swimming around, whatever, and then we're like, all right, let's get out of here. And we go back to the house, and then we're, you know, changing and everything. And my wife was covered in leeches.
Ooh.
Yeah. They were just crawling up her legs. Some of them were attached. And then we were ripping the leeches off of her, and I had them all over my hands. She had them all over her hands, and then we're throwing them on the floor of the shower, and they're just crawling back to her. Yeah, it was good times.
Aquatic vampires they are.
Happy vacation, everybody.
They were filming the scene from Stand By Me. And
yeah.
Honestly, yeah, when you wife, told us.
Yeah, my wife was Will Wheaton. She's always wanted to be Will Wheaton. Now she is.
When you told that story on Sunday, that's exactly what I thought of. I was like, oh my God. You know?
Yeah. They weren't like that big of a leech. They were like really small leeches, but they were leeches. Like, it wasn't like the one in Stand By Me. It was like pretty good.
Yeah, it's like leech. It's like a giant slug. Yeah.
Yeah. My vacation.
Their goal was to get that size, though.
Yeah, exactly. Cool, yeah. And the thing is, too, is that when a leech attaches, it you don't feel it because it numbs it. And then it also, whatever chemicals in their saliva or whatever it is, makes it so your blood won't clot. So the ones that were attached, we're ripping them off, and she's like just bleeding all out on her legs and stuff. It was pretty mint.
So
yay, Vermont.
Just out of curiosity,
so
I mean,
stay out of water in Vermont. I'll write that down.
Yeah, really.
North Troy, Vermont. Stay out of rivers.
Did it leave like any kind of scarring or anything?
No, I had one attached on my hand. Is nothing. Yeah, they were really
job.
Small. Yeah.
Their goal is to not have you notice.
And so. for anyone who's listening. Or watching that ever find yourself with a leech, don't put salt on it and don't burn it. Because if you do that and it's attached to you, it actually vomits into the incision or whatever, which can cause an infection. Your best bet is to pick it off with your thumbnail or fingernail and then use like a antibiotic or whatever on it, like a Neosporin or peroxide or whatever. And then also, if you're afraid to pick it off, if it feeds for 20 minutes, it'll naturally fall off and then leave.
There you go. It just
so yeah, 20 minutes of bloodletting.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's how they did it back in the medieval times. You know, it's like, hey, you got
they
an
still
infection.
Do it. No, they, there's people that still, there's like medical treatments that involve leeches still.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're all sterilized, like
yeah,
medical grade leeches. But yeah.
They all have their degrees, their doctorates.
They got a BA in blood sucking. Okay.
BA Baracus.
Did you give the their water hole a like three thumbs up on? I don't even know what website there is for. You know.
Did you go to? Where do you?
Yeah, I did. I went to leeches.com and left a positive review. This is a good place for leeches to hang out.
Do you go into Yelp or what? You know, it's like.
No, actually, the let me see. On the
run. I'd go to Better Business Bureau.
Do the rundown and throw it to me after you close it. That was a note that I just had from Leo.
Okay.
So here's the rundown, everybody. So, Tony, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube at Tony Has Nine Fingers, as well as Twitter and Horrormino. You could also find me on Instagram at Tony's Movies, where I show off the movies behind me, and on The Dorkening on Tuesdays.
Word. Yo.
Boy Meets Phone on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you're doing social media, I should probably be there. Also, Yul St. Laurent on those same social media channels, and of course, with you guys on The Dorkening.
And possibly a terrific con this weekend.
Possibly.
Possibly. Wolfie?
You can find me on YouTube, The 13th Wolfman, Twitter at The 13th Wolfman, Tumblr, 13th Wolfman, The Prowl. Every Sunday in The Dork, every Tuesday in Wicked Horror Show, doing the horror one with Kev. Of course, when we're done with that, we do the Wicked Horror Reviews. And I have a new sit-down up from last week. It's with Erica Edwards and Damien Mafoy. Not quite sure how you pronounce his last name. I know he told me one time, but they're from A Nun's Curse. And, yeah, it just went up today, so check it out. Kevin?
Nice. Anacle on Twitter and Instagram. Every Sunday, The Dorkening, Tuesday, Wicked Horror Show. And this Sunday, I'm actually after, I don't know if we're doing a Dorkening, but this Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be doing a special Secret Underground Hideout. It's like a special occasion. Like, I don't know how many episodes it is, but it should be fun. Like, they've invited every single person who's ever been a guest on their show to be all there at the same time. So it should be a sweaty mess.
That is going to be one gassy mic. But I'm
fine. I know, huh? Bart Mike is going to work overtime. Anyways, Leo Pond, I'm throwing it to you officially. We can't hear you, so continue.
Yes, so they can't hear me for some reason. I upgraded our software. And,
okay, good.
Yeah, we have no problems. So a bunch of problems. Anyway, make sure you tune into our show. We do this multiple times a week. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern is our Dorkening show. Every Tuesday is our Wicked Horror show at 9 p.m. Eastern. Next week, we are talking to Helen Udi. She's from the original My Bloody Valentine. She has an upcoming movie. And let me find it here called The Christmas Krampus Carol. We're going to be talking to the writer-director of that as well. Also have some other cool shows coming up. And make sure you check out Nicole Sinaglia. And you can find all our information down below or up above, depending on where you're watching us. You can find our website and our social media links. I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. And have a good one. Bye. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to be part of a future show, you can find us over on YouTube or Facebook, where we broadcast all our episodes multiple times a week live in front of an online audience, where you can interact with us and our guests. Our main show, The Dorkening, is produced live on Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. The Wicked Horror Show comes at you Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And The Ultimate Video Game Show zooms in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
This has been a Dorkening Network production powered by New Media Promotions. You can learn more about our network by heading on over to www.thedorkening.com.